The Black Codes were laws imposed by the southern states after the Civil War ended. There were Black Codes in place during the period of slavery as well, but what we're talking about here specifically are new laws put in place in the post-slavery era that almost all of the southern states erected soon after the war ended, and some actually had them in motion as the war was winding down. The purpose of the Black Codes is twofold. One, the Black Codes were an attempt to reorganize labor in the post-slavery era. If you look at the Black Codes, and I've given you excerpts from Louisiana and Mississippi, there was quite a bit in there about contracts between employers and laborers, employers and employees, and some of the things that would govern that new relationship. So there is some legitimacy, I guess, to some of this. It is a means by which to reorganize, and that's a critical piece of the question going forward, is how the labor is going to be organized in the South. However, as you look at those terms of contracts, obviously most of it is blatantly unfair to the laborer. And a big part of, you know, for example, what the Freedmen's Bureau did during the post-slavery days is to help the freed blacks adjust to this negotiation of labor agreement so that they wouldn't get so terribly wronged by the employer. The second thing, and I think what most people focus on with the Black Codes, is the restriction on black freedom. The notion that the kind of freedom that will be given to freed slaves under the Black Codes, one that is obviously not particularly free, and as the video we watched said over and over again, there's kind of two kinds of freedom. There's the freedom for the white man and woman in the South, and then there's the freedom for the black man and woman in the South, and the freedom for the black woman and man is certainly not the same kind of freedom, does not have the same dimension, same depth of freedom. And as you read through those Black Codes, there's all kinds of not only, you know, constitutional freedom restrictions, but just kind of basic human right restrictions, things that the free blacks in these states were not going to be allowed to do. And what's most important, the biggest takeaway from those Black Codes, is if this is the kind of freedom that blacks are going to enjoy, or I use that term loosely, then in the minds of many people, and especially, again, the radicals in the Congress, you know, what was the point of winning the war to free these individuals if this is the kind of freedom that they're going to receive from, you know, the southern governments? And if this is what southerners are going to do post-Civil War, then there's no way that, in many people's minds, that this can be allowed to happen. If the southerners get their way, they're going to keep freed blacks in a condition, as again they refer to it typically as semi-slavery, sometimes it's called slavery without the chain. If this is the reality, then what was the point in the war? What was the point in winning the war? What's been gained for 4 million, you know, former slaves in the South if this is what they're going to have to deal with in a post-Civil War era? So left to their own devices, this is what southern states want to do. Workers that are not particularly treated well, and people that are free who essentially have no freedom. And again, in as the struggle between presidential and congressional reconstruction went back and forth, this was the kind of thing that the radicals seized hold of, is if left into the hands of the southerners and the southerners get to dictate what's going to happen in the South and make the laws, then these people are in the hands of their oppressors. Oh, you got a meeting.